Welcome back inside the Quicken Loans Studios right here at Yahoo Sports Radio. I'm your host, Elissa Walker-Campbell, and another big weekend of college football, especially in the SEC. You need to mark your calendars for Saturday, October 3rd, as the Georgia Bulldogs, they will host Nick Saban's Crimson Tide. This weekend, the Bulldogs have the opportunity to refine and get ready for that matchup as they face Southern University Jaguars. That will be in Sanford Stadium in Athens, Georgia. Such a pleasure to have with us Patrick Garbin. He is the author, the senior staff writer for DogTime.com, and the author of his new book, The Georgia Bulldogs Playbook, Inside the Huddle for the Greatest Plays in Bulldogs History. Good evening, Patrick.
Hey, Elissa, how are you?
I'm great. It's good to hear your voice. Wonderful to have you on the show this evening. And before we highlight your new book, let's kick off our conversation on Georgia. They currently stand 3-0. They're ranked 7th in the country. What have been your early impressions and observations so far?
Well, as a longtime follower of the team and covering the team for the last couple years, the one thing that really stood out, and it started in the spring, is a focus. This team seems really attentive, and I'll be honest with you, I couldn't necessarily say that 100% with past Georgia teams. I think Georgia did a lot to get in some assistant coaches who have really directed a lot of these players to focus, to be attentive. And Georgia for a long time had a problem with losing leads, like double-digit leads in the second half. In fact, mm-hmm. they did it every year from 2006 through 2013, at least once a year, except one year. And last year they didn't do it. And I think there's been a swing. I think there's been a change of culture, atmosphere, and this team seems focused, and I feel good about this year's team.
What, in your mind, will it take for the Bulldogs to run the table, to continue to build with this momentum each and every week so they are one of those Final Four teams standing?
I think the defense, as long as it drastically improved last year from 2013, there's still some question marks on the defense. For example, against Vanderbilt, the second game, they had some success throwing the ball, whereas against South Carolina last week, Georgia shut down the pass. Yet South Carolina, even though they, you know, Georgia won 52-20, South Carolina did have some success at times, especially from their quarterback, a backup quarterback, running the football. One thing that concerns me is if Georgia faces a running quarterback, which, you know, just off the top of my head, Georgia Tech, Kentucky, those are two teams that pop out that they'll have to face where they must go up against that. And that's one thing that they had trouble with last year and I'm a little concerned with this year. So if they can somehow seal that, shut that down, or at least limit it to some degree, this year could really be a special year.
I have to tell you what, I'm a little bit concerned. I mean, a team like Southern University, the Jaguars, hey, they're 2-1 right now. But you know what? You better never underestimate a team and what they're capable of, because they're going to come in there with a chip on their shoulder and want to take care of business and pull off an upset.
Yeah, exactly. And actually, they have some really good players. They have a kind of an all-purpose, versatile back. And listen to this, Elissa. This is pretty amazing.
Uh-huh.
His name's Willie Quinn, and he scored 5 touchdowns through – he's responsible for 5 touchdowns through 3 games, scored 4 different ways. Receiving, he's returned, I believe, 2 punts back on kick returns, and he's also thrown an 89-yard touchdown pass, and he's 5'5", 145 pounds.
Wow.
And the guy can flat-out fly. And I tell you, one other issue Georgia has had this year that wasn't the case last year – is they've give up big chunks of yardage on kick returns. And this guy, that's what this guy can do. So if anything, he'll be entertaining to watch, along with Southern, you know, they're renowned for their marching band. A lot of Georgia fans are very excited about the its nickname is the Human Jukebox, Southern's marching band. And I tell you, Athens is almost a buzz just waiting to watch that band come. And Georgia has a pretty good band itself, the Redcoats marching band, but between Willie Quinn and the marching band, and you're right, you never can sleep on opponent. Just ask Michigan with App State in 2007, and I think Stanford was a 40-point underdog to USC the year before, and they beat them. So you never know.
Hey, Patrick Garvin with us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. We're getting ready to transition and talk about his brand new book. Highly encourage you guys to go out and get a copy of it. If you love college football, it is a terrific read. And, you know, talking about Georgia, one of the reasons why they're getting some serious conversation as a playoff contender is their quarterback in Grayson Lambert. I want to hear a little bit about this guy. I mean, he's dangerous, and his stats definitely back it up. I mean, he set an NC2A record for completion percentage at 96% last week. I mean, 24-25, that is impressive.
Especially considering the week before, he had missed his first seven passes
right.
against Vanderbilt. He was 0-7. Now, he wound up completing 11-14, but Grayson, he was a graduate transfer from Virginia that looked and appeared like he was going to be the backup for the Cavaliers this year. And suddenly, I guess it would have been early July, we start hearing these rumors. This was, this was between spring and fall camp that this guy's transferring to Georgia. And Georgia's backup last year, Bryce Ramsey, it was kind of his job to lose. And pretty simply, Grayson just essentially just took the job within the first 24 practices of fall camp, and he's the Georgia starter, and he's very much the starter. I mean, Bryce has seen some action here and there in the first three games, but Grayson has a total control over it.
Patrick Garvin with us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Only have 60 seconds, and we're going to have him back, I promise. So we're going to delve in more and talk about this book, The Georgia Bulldogs Playbook, Inside the Huddle for the Greatest Plays in Bulldogs History. So what is the greatest play in Georgia Bulldogs history?
I think the greatest play, and most every Georgia fan would tell you if they can remember that far back, was the Buck Baluta Lindsey Scott play for 93 yards that defeated Florida, essentially 26-21 in 1980. That was Georgia's their only undisputed national championship in their history. Georgia was down by a point, had an undefeated season on the line, and a play that was merely just supposed to pick up 10, 15 yards, move down the field to get in a position for a field goal about a minute and a half left. And, a 15 or so yard completion turned into a 93 yard pass play. And Georgia would go on to win the SEC, the national championship, all without this play would have never happened. It's called the play around these parts here in Athens. And it 35 years later, it's still on the mind of a lot of Georgia fans.
The senior writer with DogTime.com and the author of his new book, The Georgia Bulldogs Playbook, Inside the Huddle for the Greatest Plays in Bulldogs History. Patrick Garvin has been with us tonight in Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show, in hour number one. Such a pleasure to have you on, and we look forward to catching up with you in early November. Thank you so much, and congratulations on your book.
Thank you, Alyssa. And again, thanks so much for having me on.
Absolutely. The Big E Sports Show, it rolls on right here at YSR.